You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, August 17, 2021. Hold on, I'm coming. Wolf Midstream sanctions straddle plant to increase Canadian NGL supplies. Published by Martin King. Supplies of natural gas liquids, especially propane, have become increasingly tight in recent months, with prices reaching multi-year highs in the US and Canada. Despite the strong price signals, increasing production is typically a lengthy, complex, and expensive process involving producers drilling new wells to yield more liquids-rich natural gas and crude oil. There is also another way to increase supplies, by extracting them from already processed and pipelined natural gas via a straddle plant that more intensively recovers additional NGLs, such as propane, from the existing gas supply. Canada's Wolf Midstream has recently sanctioned such a plant, as well as a related pipeline and extraction plant in Alberta that it hopes to bring into service in 2023. In today's blog, we examine this new straddle plant and Western Canada's current propane supply situation. The prices of natural gas liquids, or NGLs, such as propane and butane, have been sky-high in recent months. Strong demand, driven by recent winter extremes and the pull of Asian petrochemical customers, has been bumping up against slower-to-respond supplies, resulting in lower inventories and supporting very strong pricing. We emphasized these tight market conditions recently in Running on Empty, where we highlighted the fact that record LPG US exports to many of those same propane-hungry Asian customers have resulted in multi-year seasonal lows for US propane stocks this month. With the pull of overseas prices so compelling, U.S. propane exports look set to continue to contribute to a tight U.S. propane market for at least the remainder of this year. Of course, Canadian NGL prices have not been immune to the pricing frenzy, with propane and butane prices at the Edmonton, Alberta, hub also at some of the highest seasonal levels seen in many years. Recent propane prices at just under $1 per gallon are more than four times higher than where they were just 1 year ago when slack exports to the U.S. created local oversupply conditions. Based on pricing history from Opus, current propane prices are the highest for August since 2013. It's a similar story for butane prices in 2021, which are also well above their year-ago level and the highest August prices since 2014. Long driven by North American NGL supply and demand dynamics, Canada is now also affected to a much larger degree by the international export market, primarily for propane. As we detailed in When Propane and Exports Collide and our three-part Hold On to Your Hat series, rising export levels have resulted in a steady tightening of the Canadian propane market. With the AltaGas-operated Ridley Island Propane Export Terminal, or RIPET, starting operations in May 2019, followed by the Pembina Pipeline-operated Prince Rupert Terminal initiating exports in April of this year, propane export volumes to overseas markets have been hitting record highs of over 70,000 barrels per day in recent months, according to RBN's NGL Voyager report. Though Canadian propane export volumes are relatively small compared with U.S. exports, which routinely top 1 million barrels per day, they have become an important market influencer. With propane supplies having recovered from the COVID-led disruptions of 2020 back to the 230,000 barrels per day range, overseas exports of propane from the two terminals now claim roughly 29% of all of the propane supply available in Western Canada, up from zero a little more than 2 years ago. With supplies holding relatively steady in the past year, it is no wonder that the volumes of propane sent to other markets such as the U.S. has been getting squeezed this year. What's more, Inter Pipeline's PDHPP plant just outside of Edmonton, Alberta, will begin consuming 22,000 barrels per day of propane when it starts operation by mid-2022, and AltaGas has made no secret of its plans to expand RIPET export capacity into the 70,000 barrels per day range by late next year, i.e., an increase of about 20,000 barrels per day from current levels. With supplies looking flat of late but demand and exports continuing to ramp up, it comes as no surprise that propane prices in Western Canada have been experiencing strength along with those in the U.S. It would seem that the obvious solution to increased demand would be increased supplies. As we just mentioned, that has not really been the case so far, not for propane or for other NGL supplies in Western Canada. Production has been relatively steady since initially recovering from the COVID-induced downturn last year. Producers have been ramping up drilling activity to be sure, especially in the liquids-rich plays like the Montney and Duvernay, but the upside to date has been minimal, and more upside may have to wait until next year. However, supplies are going to be needing a strong uplift at some point to satisfy the additional overseas and domestic demands without sacrificing additional exports to the U.S., if indeed that is possible. that raises this question: if producers might not be able to bring forth all of the needed supply in the next couple of years, is there another way to increase supplies without producers? That might seem like a strange query, but such a proposal has come forward from Calgary, Alberta-based private midstream operator Wolf Midstream, which in May 2021 announced a final investment decision, FID, to construct its NGL North project. This will be a combined NGLs extraction, transportation, and processing system that could increase the production of NGLs in Alberta by as much as 70,000 barrels per day once it comes on stream in mid-2023. We recently discussed one of Wolf's other major midstream projects, the Alberta Carbon Trunkline, or ACTL, which was placed into service in June 2020, in part 2 of Forever and For Always. Before getting into additional detail, the extraction portion of Wolf's project is what is known in Alberta as a straddle plant. Effectively, this is a gas processing plant that can sit astride, or straddle, a main gas trunkline that already contains pipeline specification gas, in other words, gas that has already been processed to the point where it can be piped for use by end-use customers. Typically, liquids-rich gas and oil is collected via local gathering systems, and the gas passes through a processing plant where NGLs are extracted and shipped in a mixed form known as Y-grade for further separation at a downstream fractionation plant into its constituent components such as ethane, propane, butane, isobutane, and pentanes plus, often referred to in Canada as condensate. See our Long and Winding Road series for more on the NGL value chain. At this point, the natural gas, having its impurities and most of its NGLs extracted, is ready for transportation on a pipeline for final use by customers. However, there are still small amounts of NGLs that remain in the gas stream that could be extracted with further processing. This is accomplished by constructing a straddle plant that takes a deeper cut of the gas to extract much of the remaining NGLs, making the gas even more lean or dry, almost pure methane by volume. As such, straddle plants are also sometimes referred to as deep cut plants. In Alberta, a straddle plant typically would harvest additional ethane, mostly, but also smaller amounts by volume of propane and butane from the gas stream. We should note that straddle plants are not new in Alberta. A number of them operate at various locations in the province and have been around since the 1970s. Getting back to Wolf Midstream's NGL North project, it will consist of three segments. First, the Wolf Recovery Facility, or WRF1, will extract additional NGLs from pipeline gas that is flowing on a segment of TC Energy's Alberta pipeline grid in the Christina Lake Cold Lake region. Wolf states that WRF1's throughput capacity could be as much as 1 BCF per day. The extracted raw NGLs, or Y-grade, will be transported 62 miles, or about 100 kilometers, on a new-build pipeline segment to Wolf's existing but mostly unutilized Access NGL pipeline, a 16-inch diameter conduit that connects its operations in Christina Lake to what will be a new-build NGL separation complex, Wolf Feedstock Separation, or WFS, next to Wolf's Sturgeon Terminal in Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta. Construction and completion of all three segments is being targeted for mid-2023. In keeping with the environmental kudos that it earned last year with the startup of the ACTL, Wolf Midstream notes that, by removing the NGLs from the gas stream prior to combustion for oil sands operations in the Christina Lake region, emissions in the area will be reduced by up to 200 metric tons per year. Given Wolf's private operator status, costs have not been released for NGL North, but it is likely that the proximity of WRF1 to the mostly unutilized Access NGL pipeline enhanced economic return thresholds to the point where the project could be pursued. In a market where every barrel of NGLs is in high demand and valuable, the potential supply addition of 70,000 barrels per day will be welcome in the Alberta and Western Canadian market. We have no doubt that the Canadian and U.S. NGL markets will remain very interesting to watch in the coming months, with inventories at relatively low levels and winter drawing ever closer. You can stay on top of all of the important developments in these markets in RBN's NGL Voyager and Propane Billboard reports. Hold On, I'm Coming was written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter, and was released as a single by the soul duo of Sam and Dave in 1966. Hayes came up with the title of the song spontaneously when he was trying to get Porter to hurry out of the Stax Studios restroom and get back to songwriting, and Porter replied, "Hold on, I'm coming." Personnel on the record were Sam Moore and Dave Prater on vocals, and Booker T and the MGs and the Marquise Horns on instrumentation. The single peaked at number 1 on the Billboard Hot R&B Singles chart and number 21 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. A revamped version of the song Hold On, Edwin's Coming was recorded by Sam and Dave in 1982 as a promotional single for Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards's re-election campaign. Hold On, I'm Coming also has been covered by a number of other recording artists, including Aretha Franklin on her 1981 album, Love All the Hurt Away, and Eric Clapton and B.B. King on their 2000 LP, Riding with the King. Sam and Dave were an American soul and R&B duo who performed together from 1961 to 1981. Sam Moore, tenor, and the Dave Prodder, a baritone or tenor, were nicknamed Double Dynamite, the Sultans of Sweat, and the dynamic duo for their gritty, gospel-infused performances, and are considered one of the greatest live acts of the 1960s. Except for Aretha Franklin, no soul performers in that era had more consistent R&B chart success, including 10 consecutive top 20 singles and 3 consecutive top 10 LPs. Sam and Dave won a Grammy Award for another hit single, Soul Man, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2019. The duo has been inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, and the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame. Dave Prodder died in 1988.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.